Look who just dropped in on 98.9 WYRZ.
Hey, look. Look who's dropping in to 98.9 WYRZ. It looks like Ken and Hubel. Met those guys a few weeks back. Let's go see.
Look who just dropped in to 98.9 WYRZ. It's Ken and Ann Hubel.
Tell us about why you popped into the radio station here on Green Street.
You have a farm.
Hubel Hydro Farms.
Oh, nice.
In Avon, out on 200 North. We're just trying to get to know our neighbors a little bit better and to get to know our community a little bit better, and so they can get to know us better and what we provide.
A hydro farm?
Yeah, that's what we call it. We do outdoor farming. We have 13.3 acres. We grow some stuffs outside, but inside we do aquaponics and hydroponics.
Can anybody just drop in, or do they have to make an appointment, or?
It's best to make an appointment just to make sure we're home.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
We're not in the middle of, you know, tearing into something.
So who buys your stuff?
So we have the Breadbasket is one of our customers.
Oh.
We have a couple restaurants that are in Indianapolis that buy our products. And then we have about 20 or so regular folks that we deliver to twice a week. Fresh greens harvested that day. The microgreens are just a really great way to get good nutrition. They also have some cancer-fighting properties in them, and they're great on any kind of food. We put on eggs and tacos and salads and anything you can think of. Pizza. And we had them on pizza today.
Do the chefs come out?
No, we actually take them to the restaurants free of charge.
How long have you had the farm?
Purchased it in 2019 and then really started developing our greens and our aquaponics and hydroponics in 2021.
Ken and Ann Hubel, Hubel Hydro Farms, just dropped in to have a chat. 98.9 WYRZ. Did you know somebody that did this, or you just read about it?
No, we didn't know anybody. We had originally been looking for a property to do shrimp farming, indoor shrimp farming. There's a shrimp farm up in Fowler, Indiana, RDM Shrimp. They're one of the leaders in the state and actually in the country as well. They partner with Purdue. We had learned about them and thought, well, you know, we both love shrimp. Who doesn't like shrimp? So we started looking for a property that could accommodate a facility like that. And it took us about a year and a half to find it. And once we did, 2019, August of 2019 is when we moved in, and then right around the corner from that, COVID hits.
Oh, yeah.
And slam dunk on all our processes and everything that we were going to do. So we decided to, instead of diving into large shrimp farming, we would utilize our buildings. We have over 3,600 square feet of barns, pole barns.
Big, yeah.
So we decided to section one of them off and start small hydroponic and aquaponic systems to kind of get our feet wet a little bit, so to speak, on what it's like to take care of, you know, aquatic creatures and grow foods at the same time.
Were you in Hendricks County before you bought the farm?
Yes, we were. We lived in Brownsburg for about 13 years before we got our farm.
How would you describe the community spirit in Hendricks County or in Brownsburg or in Danville or Avon?
Well, I love that. It's one whole county. Yes, there's a lot of smaller towns within the county, but any place you go, you feel welcome. You know, we go to events to a lot of the towns around, and every place we go, we meet people from a lot of the towns around. So
sure.
People love to intermingle with all the events that occur in Hendricks County, no matter what town you live in.
So what are some of your favorite events?
Well, we love the fair. It's always fun. Rib Fest and
the drags. We love going to the drags.
We
used to walk
drags.
To the drag strip, yeah.
We love the racing community that's here because we've always been huge race fans.
We're having a chat with Ken and Ann Hubel, Hubel Hydro Farms in Avon. They just dropped in. Any lesser known places you go to that you might want to share that people don't know about in Hendricks County?
They probably do, but maybe they have never been there. We love McLeod Nature Park. That's mm-hmm. where we learned how to tap maple trees and make our syrup. He learned about beekeeping because we do have bees on our farm.
Right.
What is it? Soledad Park down just south of Plainfield is a very nice little park. There's a nice pond there.
And we love the trail. I'm a biker, so yeah. I love riding the trail. And that's what's nice about living where we do, because probably less than 5 minutes from my house, I can ride and not worry about a lot of traffic.
You have a favorite restaurant you like to go to?
Sal's is one of our favorites. We're a little heavy on the Italian side, so Italian. Italian Franks out on the square.
We've been in the county a long time. How have you seen the county change over the years?
Oh my gosh, the growth is unbelievable. From when we first used to come out here, we used to think coming out here was like, whoa, it's the Hicks out here now.
40 years ago, Brownsburg was out in the country.
Right.
You know, 40 years ago when we first moved here, and we would go for Sunday afternoon drives, come out to Brownsburg, and really no open land anymore in between Pike Township, where we used to live.
Uh-huh.
It's full from here on out, so the growth has been incredible.
Do you guys do any volunteer work, or do you have a nonprofit you're fond of?
Well, I've always volunteered at the schools as my kids grew up, and now that I have grandkids, I get to do volunteer with them until they look at me and go, sorry, Nana, you can't come anymore.
And we do prison ministries, Kairos Prison Ministries.
Nice.
So I'll be out at Camp Jameson, not this coming weekend, but the next, to do a retreat for women who've been impacted by incarceration.
Anything that you would change about Hendricks County that you would think, boy, I wish this came to Hendricks County or this happened?
So driving here today, the traffic was quite congested down 267. So when they allow expansion to happen, they don't always think of how it's going to handle all the traffic that's going to come after that.
They're supposed to take that into account.
Well, they are.
It's everywhere, too.
There's a lot of development on the west side of Danville. There's no grocery shopping or anything out there to accommodate all those new homes. So those folks have to come through downtown Danville.
That's,
you know, it's just one lane each way.
Yeah.
And they're putting in hundreds of homes out there.
What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Our website has some contact information on it.
What's the website?
It's Hubel Hydrofarms, HubelHF.com. HubelHF.com.
Ken and Ann Hubel, Hubel Hydro Farms. Thanks for dropping in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great. Glad to be here. Thank you very much.
Thanks for dropping in to 98.9 WYRZ.